We're holding a Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. The whole Perek is talking about, and the rest of the Masechta is talking about the Lachos of Shofar, except for this Mishnah, which is an exception, still belong, it seems, ostensibly to the previous Perek, talking about Edus. There were two categories of cases in this Mishnah. One of them is going to be talking about the first two, there'll be four cases in the fall, two categories. The first two cases, the first category, are times where the Beis Din didn't have a chance to declare Mekudesh in time. Before sundown. And normally when a Beis Din meets, so they have to convene only during the day. But the truth is, when it comes to normal Dinei Torah, if the Beis Din starts during the day, it can finish in the night. It's only started during daytime. That is not the case when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. For Kiddush HaChodesh to work, it has to be done only in the day, and the day of Siyum Mekudash sanctified during the day. So that's a little different. That's the first thing. The second two cases in the Mishnah are going to be talking about where the Beis Din acts. The Beis Din was the one who saw the moon, and therefore they're acting as the new moon, and therefore they're acting as the Edom. They're the witnesses. The Beis Din themselves head as the witnesses. here you go. Okay, great. So now. Let's try this all again. The Mishnah starts out, it says, Ru'u Beis Din v'chol Yisrael. If the Beis Din saw it, and so did everyone else. Everyone saw the new moon. So, that being the case, they don't need to bring in external Edom. Since they themselves saw it, the Gemara puts it that Lo Tei Shmiya Gedola Mira'iya. Can't be that hearing testimony could be any better than if they saw it firsthand. The Beis themselves saw it, so what do they need Edom for? They shouldn't need Edom. That's case A. Or case B, Nechku Edom, or they talk and needed Edom, and they had the witnesses come, and they examined them and interrogated them, and found their testimony fine. But even so, in both those cases, whether they saw it or they had Edom that testified that they saw it, V'lo hispiku lomar mekudash, but yet the Beis Din didn't have time to say, since the Nasi didn't have time to declare that it's mekudash, the day is sanctified, ad shechashecha, until it got dark, harezem mu'ubar, then it's too late. Too late, and that day is not sanctified, and it'll end up being a 30-day month, and then the next day, the 31st day, will be Rosh Chodesh. The Tisferes Yisrael asks, he tried to answer the question of what this is doing over here. Why is the Mishnah in this parak instead of the previous parak? So he gives an interesting answer, which is, if you recall, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, so we assume that El will be a short month, 29 days of El, and the 30th day of El, so to speak, is the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is how we're knowing. So what they would do is they'd get up in the morning and they would go to Shul and blow shofar and do everything like Rosh Hashanah, waiting for the Edom to come sometime in the afternoon. So the point of the Mishnah here is saying, and that's why it kind of belongs to this third parak, he says, for my Rosh Hashanah instead of Kiddush HaChodesh, is you might think, since everyone saw the new moon, and they've done Rosh Hashanah normal, everything's cool. It just happens to be that no Edom came, so you think, oh, so then we'll treat it like Rosh Hashanah already, and give me a break. The answer is no. Even so, Kamashmalon, you see from our Mishnah, if they didn't say Mekudash, then it's a wash, you have to start from scratch again the next day and make that day Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Pharisee explains. I've just got a second explanation here. An interesting idea, I don't know where it comes from, the makor of it, but that there's an ongoing theme that they want to like confuse the Satan and hide things away from him. It's like an ongoing theme of Rosh Hashanah. Tzarech Ian, like what the Yisod there is. But in any case, so although the parak really should be about the next Mishnah starting to talk about which shofars are kosher, so they hid it away, so to speak. And even this parak is talking about, still about, ostensibly, it's talking about the Kiddush HaChodesh, even though really hidden beneath the surface is about Rosh Hashanah. Interesting idea. Okay, so there you go.
In that first case, where the Eidim did come later, which would be the derisive of Rosh Hashanah? There's 2 days now of Rosh Hashanah, right? They kept the first day, the 30th.
Yeah, leave out they're only let's assume they're going to keep just 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Let's assume they're going to keep it 1 day. Forget that we now keep 2 days.
Right.
But don't get bogged down. But the rise of Rosh Hashanah just 1 day.
1 day.
And the day of Rosh Hashanah is going to be the first of Tishrei, which is the day they're Mekadesh L'Chodesh. So in this case, the rise of Rosh Hashanah will be the next day they observe Rosh Hashanah all over again. That'll be the Doraisa day. The second, you know, we'll call the second
day. They kept in that Mishnah, even before the Takana, they kept 2 days.
That's how Tiferes comes out, exactly.
So which one is the first one, then is the Rabbanan?
It'll come out, well, it'll be L'mafreil, depending on what day they're Mekadosh the Chodesh.
Right, they didn't make the Kiddush HaKodesh.
So then it'll be the second day.
The second day has to be the Doraisa.
Right, but in normal circumstances, they, as we said, they... Remember, I said the Gemara says it never happened since the time of Ezra that they didn't pull off having it to be the 30th day of Elul to be the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So in practice, it's the first of the 2 days which will be. But the first 2 days will be Shul Doraisa, but really, but the Doraisa is the first of Tishrei, end of day. The Pasuk says in the Chodesh HaShvi'i, so it has to be the 7th month, like it or not.
It's the 30th day.
Well, I'm saying the 30th day of Elul, which will also be, which is really not Elul, it's now the first day of Tishrei. I'm just, if it comes out not being the first day of Tishrei, then it's now become the 30th, left being the 30th day of Elul. Right? Okay, fine. That's the first two. Now, the second two is where the Beis Din himself are acting as the Edim. So it says, I should have spoken to something else just when you chazer and get it clear. It's not clear that there are two cases here. I explained it the way I meant to explain it, but just look in the words again so you don't get bogged down when you relearn it yourself. It's Ro'u Beis Din V'Kol Yisrael, that's case number one. Nechko Edom, that's case number two. I'm just saying, when you look at it back, you're going to think it's like one sentence and it's one story. It's two stories. Either or, that's like more explains it. Okay, now the next, yeah, just pointed that out to you. The next the part of the Mishnah goes on, it says, there's again two cases. Ro'u Beis Din, if the Beis Din saw it, Bilvad, they're the only ones. So now they're the witnesses. So what do you do? You get two of the Sanhedrin to get up off their chairs and not serve as Dayanam but to serve as Edom, and they will testify. They will testify before the Sanhedrin as the witnesses. V'yomer mukudish mukudish, and then the basin will declare it sanctified like that. Okay. And yeah. Ru shlosha. Vehen Beis Din. What happens if you, now instead of the whole Beis Din, all 70, let's say, saw it, only three of the Sanhedrin saw it. And they're the ones who are, the way the Meir explains it, where you're basically forced to learn it, is this is like the Nasi and like maybe, and the other, you know, top guns of the Sanhedrin, but at least the Nasi and is the other illustrious figures, and therefore, it's not proper. They could simply be the Edom, you could set up, if you had other people who are qualified from the Sanhedrin to be the basin, you could. But they basically don't want the Nasi to not be part of the Sanhedrin, and like these other important people to the Sanhedrin to convene without them, so to speak. So what do? In that case,
here's a riot that you don't need even 23 for the basin.
Right. So we discussed it again. That the Rabbim learned it was three of the 70 in the basin.
But that's because Eliezer hain bezdin, calling these three a bezdin.
Yes, Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin says explicitly, you know, Parakei Mishnah, the only three for Kiddush HaKodesh. But the way those one learn that say Sanhedrin Gadol means three of the Sanhedrin Gadol, who are Mumchim, right? So that's here. Then Beis Din. So these three are the Beis Din, and with them are the top dogs of the Beis Din. Therefore, Yamdu Hashnaim, take the of the three who saw it. Take the two lesser, meaning, let's say, take the Nasi aside, and the two lesser ones become the Edim, v'yoshvu mechavrehem, and now those who want to learn Dafka, you need a Sanhedrin, you pull two other members off the Sanhedrin to make Eitzel HaYachid with the Nasi who saw it. So in other words, the Beis Din will now be three people. Let's learn to cover all sheet. There's three members of the Sanhedrin. Two didn't see the moon, and the third, who's the Nasi, who happened to have seen the moon. V'yidu b'fneihem. And then, the two other guys, who are also Nasiim, who are also members of the Sanhedrin, will act as the Edim, and they'll testify to that three-man Sanhedrin, three-man Beis Din, which are members of the Sanhedrin, perhaps. And then v'yomer mekudesh, then again that Beis Din of three will have to declare that it's sanctified, and that will make it be a new moon. She'ed ha'yachid ne'eman al yidei atzmo, because a single person is not ne'eman, is not trusted to be a dayan in the case of Kiddush HaKodesh. That's what this is. Not ne'eman. Usually ne'emanus is referring to people's ability to be an aid, but here it's referring to one person alone can't be the dayan. We learn from the pasuk when it says Chodesh Zeh Lachem, talking to plural both Moshe and Aaron. So you need to have, even of course we trust Moshe; he's competent. He's Moshe Rabbeinu, but even Moshe Rabbeinu can't sanctify it on his own. He needs a beis din, so it's him and his brother. And there's a general din that you can never have a beis din shakul. It's kind of even numbers. You have to have an odd number of dayanim. So then add a third, so you get three. That's the deal. Okay, fine. A couple loose ends. First of all, if you remember, the Rambam learns. You see the whole way through, someone, the Mishnah can start it out saying, someone has to say Mekudash, and if they don't say Mekudash, then it's not Mekudash. So the Ramban, if you recall, said you don't need to say Mekudash, so he's going to have a big kasha here. So he's going to have to learn it, that it means they didn't resolve the matters, and they didn't get a time to like make a firm, definitive decision. Bit of a hard read in the Mishnah, but anyway, that's the Ramban's issue. He has to wrestle with.